So just close your eyes and sit up straight. The torso, the neck, and the head, the kaya, shiras, and griva should be samam. They should be in line. It's best not to lie down when you're meditating because lying down is more conducive to sleeping than to meditation. And so the idea is just to not to slouch, to sit up straight, and you can be sitting in a chair, you can be sitting cross-legged on the floor. But the key points in terms of posture are found in the Yoga Sutra. And there's only one sutra that talks about the posture for meditation, and that is Sthira Sukham Asanam. Sthira Sukham Asanam. Sthira means steady, unmoving, stable, firm, but relaxed. And there will be exercise next week on how to do this quite well. And it should be sukham. It should be comfortable. Sukha-sthiram-asanam. So if you want to impress your friends, you can tell them you do every asana, every yogic posture that's described in the Yoga Sutra. And we're just doing it right now. Sthira-sukham-asanam. And then what we like to do is just to mark the start of invoking the meditative mind, we'll do three breaths. And these breaths, there's a couple things to note about them. One is that the in-breath and out-breath ratio should be 1 to 2. So that the out-breath should be twice as long as the in-breath, that the in-breath should be through the nose and the out-breath through the mouth. And lastly, it should be a yogic breath, a full deep breath. And the way that is done is that when the diaphragm pushes down, to draw air into the lungs, it pushes out the belly. So you start filling your lungs from the bottom of the lungs first. And so the proper breath is to first fill the lungs by extending the belly, and that will draw breath in, and then fill the middle of the lungs, and then lastly fill the top of the lungs, and you'll feel your chest expand and maybe your shoulders go out. And then when you exhale, you will allow the diaphragm to come back up, which will push the belly back in. So when you begin to exhale, your belly comes back in, and then the middle of your chest contracts a bit, and then your upper chest contracts as the air goes out. So again, the three things are your out-breath is twice as long as your in-breath, your in-breath is through the nose, your out-breath is through the mouth, and you should take deep breaths starting with your belly going out, filling up to the top of your lungs, and then your belly going in and exhaling that way. And again, this is just to acknowledge that we're here. We have nothing else to do but to sit and meditate quietly for a few moments. And this is a very nice way just to start that process. So let's take three breaths. Good. Now, the one exercise we'll do after this is to let the dog run. What does this mean? So imagine you're taking a dog for a walk on a leash. Keep your eyes closed, gently closed, no tension in the face. And you're comfortably sitting. And imagine you're taking the dog for a walk. And you go to a field and you take the leash off and you let the dog just run. Just let the mind run when you first sit for meditation. You don't have to control it. It doesn't have to be a certain way. If you sit and you try to focus on an object of meditation immediately, you might get lost. So it's best just to let that dog, the mind, just run and frolic. You know it'll come back to you once it does what it needs to do. So just sit and let the mind run for just a couple of minutes. Just notice where it goes. One place the mind tends to go at the very beginning, like this, is to your to-do list. It's easy to start thinking about what it is you need to do, especially if you meditate in the morning. I need to call this person. I need to email this person. I need to go to the store and pick up this. And it's okay to let the mind make that checklist because you can assure the mind when it does that, yes, I will do that. You can rest assured that after meditation, I will do those things. You don't have to think about them right now. They will be taken care of. What I sometimes do is just count the number of things that I need to do when I get up from meditation. And then when I get up from meditation, I remember, oh, I have four things to do. And I will remember those four things and I will do them. And so the dog of the mind may run off in another direction. You may think about the future with joyful anticipation, with anxiety, depending on what you're looking forward to. And that's okay. You don't need to change that right now. Your mind may frolic to the past about what you did today. You may be wondering about what you will learn in this class. Or the mind just might go off in a train of associative thinking. One thought will lead to another thought, will lead to another thought, will lead to another thought. And remember, we've unhooked the leash. Your mind doesn't need to drag you as it runs around. You can just watch. Watch the mind frolic. It's the nature of the mind to think. There's no resistance. There's no control. It doesn't matter if you have quote unquote good thoughts or bad thoughts. Pleasant feelings, unpleasant feelings. Just watch. You know you care for the dog you see frolicking about. You care for its welfare. And you know you care for the welfare of your mind, of all of its concerns. And the dog knows that you care for it, that you will take care of it and nurture it. And that's the relationship that will grow with your own mind. Your mind will begin to learn, if it doesn't already understand, that it can trust you to take care of it. Shanti, shanti, shanti. You can open your eyes gently now. Stretch if you need to.